Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your man of God. This is your host. This is your brother, Ron, and I'm back. Man, it's been a minute. Hope you guys are doing well today. Today is Monday, July 15th. And this is episode, 14. Man, big sigh. We are officially moved. Yay. Yes, we are moved. We are in the new place. Still unpacking, still, you know, getting things set up. The studio, a bunch of different things. But we are moved. Man. Moved. I don't know about y'all, man, but I don't like moving. I don't like the process of it. I don't like the preparation, the planning of it, and just the whole process of moving. Finally finding the place. Finally getting things set up. If you got kids, you gotta find the schools, get them ready for school, because it has been a summer, but they are about to start school back in like 2 weeks. So it's just been a lot. And we moved a little far from where I moved from, so we had to find a new daycare for Nathan. So it's been a process, man. My wife made it simple for me, but it was just a lot. I think we both were pulling our hair out up until we moved, which was yesterday. And now we are basically, I'm in my area where I'm going to be filming and shooting videos and have much, much more space. So I'm excited about that. That's a plus. But it's just been, you know, moving is never fun. It's cool, even if you get movers to move your stuff. That's cool, but you got to still unpack. You got to hang up clothes. You got to arrange things. And yeah, it's a lot. Especially with three kids who don't really help. Now, I'm not going to say that. Amir and Imani helped me and Shani a lot. They helped move things. And they were as cooperative as they could be, right? But Nathan, on the other hand, that guy, I know I was a lot when I was a little boy. When I was 2-3 years old, I had to be a lot. But, you know, we had two girls first. Nathan is our only boy, and he's the baby. This guy, I mean, he was making things difficult. Like, he just wanted attention all day while we trying to move things, set up stuff, hang up things, put together furniture, all types of stuff. And he didn't make it easy. But yes, we're moved, guys. I'll do a vlog on the YouTube channel where you guys can go over there and just kind of see the new crib, and I'll talk more about the moving process. But the reason I brought up moving, yes, to let you guys know, but the title of this episode is going to be Making Moves. Making moves. And the biggest part of making moves is it starts with taking a step. Now, we know that, hold on, guys, should have been more prepared. I don't have my other device that I usually use when I'm recording. Sorry, but I'm going to get it here, though. That's okay. So, we know that our steps are ordered by the Lord, us believers. And the thing about making moves is a lot of the times, or in your process of making moves, sometimes making moves, we do a lot of moving but don't go nowhere, right? But sometimes, most of the time, when our steps are ordered, each step is very calculated and strategic, right? Because we go to God about it, and we're led by the Holy Spirit. So sometimes it looks as if you're not moving. I think I just said the same thing, but in a different way, huh? Because one way is we look like we're moving, but we're not moving. And the other way is it don't look like we're moving, but we're moving. Yeah? See, one way is your way. The other way is God's way. This has been the biggest lesson that our Heavenly Father has been literally walking me through since, man, I was 19. Because for so long, I wanted to do things my way. And I brought this up before, right? But I was running in place and wasn't going far because I was doing it without him. But now, we know better, we do better. And to know better is to know Jesus. To know better is to have a relationship and intimacy with our Heavenly Father through his Holy Spirit. Right? Because that's when motion begins to happen. And if you haven't heard the last episode, go check it out. Motion, go check it out. It was pretty good. But sometimes, you know, man, to take that first step surpasses all the other steps you've taken without God. That one step, that one choice, that one decision, that one act of obedience, that act of sacrifice, that one diligent prayer, that one decision, right? That one decision to get you out of your comfort zone. And God say, hey, move here. Move away from your family. Move away from here. Go here. Go to the east. Go to the north. Go wherever he say go, we go. Right? But our steps are ordered according to Psalm 37:23. And it's a very humbling process, because to actually hear God and to actually hear him and then do what he say, it takes surrendering, it takes yielding, it takes humility. And you know, that's difficult for some of us, right? It definitely was for me. You know, I was the arrogant big head that can't tell me nothing, stubborn. My wife still says I'm stubborn to this day. You know, I think there's some truth to that. You know, I'm a work in progress, I say that. But definitely, just, you know, sometimes you can't run from God, right? You can't run from God. Eventually, especially when you know he's called you to more, to greater. He has a specific plan and purpose for you. And he's shown you numerous times. And because of his grace, right, and mercy, you've gotten to the point you are now, which is here. And here right now is where you ought to be. It's where you are. It's where you need to be. So definitely don't think that or compare yourself to anybody else's situation. Comparison is a, oh man, it's it's cancerous, you know? And that's the thing right now, man, with social media and, you know, just the climate we're in right now. It's like a huge comparison talent show or something. Or a comparison of talents. Guess what? We're all talented. We all have gifts. We all have talents. You know yours and focus on that. Because, man, when you begin to really just get to know God. And I wouldn't say get to know him. Become more intimate. And look, I'm not here to... I'm saying this in humility. Because he's constantly had to... Alright, come on back. You know, because I... boy, we can get in our own way, can't we? You know, he called you to... be in the marketplace. He called you to be a psalmist. He called you to be an engineer. He called you to be a prophet, a pastor. He called you to be in leadership. He called you. He chose you. And the thing what I learned about that is that you can hear that from other members of the body of Christ. You can go and hear that from your pastor. And some of us have even been blessed enough to have it prophesied over our lives. But until you realize, until you wake up, until you experience God for yourself, and him speak to you, and you know it's him, that's when everything else changes. When you get that visit, oh my, it's gonna freak you out. And I haven't gotten many, but I have. I can say I've had a few, maybe two or three. I'm not gonna say two or three. I remember each one. Three, and there were physical, like, experiences that happened. The other one was in a dream, but it was a different type of dream. So it was very, very, how can I say? It left an impression, I'll say. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise you, Jesus. Though that situation happened, and you know, hey, if he chose you to be the owner of the land, hey, then you got to go possess that land. You got to bring the people over, yeah, like Moses or Joshua. Yeah. Man, but make the move. Make the move. Make the move. And you guys, you know what move it is. You know what book, what script, what play, what business, whatever. And whatever, in ever, and forever that our Father has told you. Make the move. Make the move. And I promise you, once you make the move, man, like right now, I'm so glad we made the move. And what's so strange about the move here is my wife saw this place a while ago. And she showed it to me, but I just didn't like it. And at the time, I was looking at another place because it was an area I was familiar with. Ooh, familiarity. I hope I said that right. But man, familiar isn't always the best choice. At certain levels, at certain places God is calling you, He's calling you out of what you know and used to. Because how can you fully trust and lean on Him if it's something you already know? You know how you are. I know how I am. If I think I know something, I know it. I ain't nobody can tell me nothing. Used to be. Well, still some ways. I'm still like that. Like if I go to a certain restaurant, you can't tell me nothing about what's on that menu. Right? But if you take me out to somewhere I've never been before, I got to start asking questions. I got to get to know the people and ask the chef, like, what's the bet, you know? So, but my wife chose this place. And then when I looked at it, I said, it's a little higher on our price point at the time. So I was like, no. But look at God. He made provisions and ways for that it's not too pricey for us now, right? But at the time I looked at it, I was like, nah, you know, but look at it. It worked out perfectly and I love it. The new place is everything. I mean, I love it. Well, my wife loves it. Like, she really loves it. And I can see why now. And not that I don't really love it, it's just not what I expected or thought of at first. But now, oh yeah. So make the move. Trust God. Trust God. Trust Him. And to know Him is to trust Him. Know what He's done already in your life. Know what He's shown you. Know how He is and how He has been forever. Because he doesn't change. But specifically how He has been in your life. I mean, we all go through stuff. We all see things. I mean, been through things. But you know what He brought you through, brought you out of, and what He's done in your life. So you know what He can do, what He's always done, and what He will continue to do. Even when you've been difficult. 'Cause look, I can't speak on nobody. I was labeled hard-headed as a kid. Just labeled. And which is not a good thing. Don't be calling your kids hard-headed, because then they're going to be hard-headed. But anyways, I was... Lord help me. I was hard-headed. But... And I know I read somewhere, one of you guys, what's your name? You out of UK too. You always say that when you listen to my podcast, it sounds like I guess my vulnerability, it seems like I'm confessing or just downing myself all the time, which I'm not. I'm not downing myself. They may be confessionals, but it's really just me opening up and telling you guys, like, hey, because, you know, some people, you know, think that certain people that are clearly called by God, like, we don't go through things. Like your prophet, your pastor, your, you know what I'm saying? Your mama go through stuff. Well, I said that wrong. I said your mama. I said that like it was an insult. No, but what my point is, we go through things. No one is perfect. No, none of us are good. If you see any good in me, it's Jesus, because I am not perfect. I am not. There was only one person that walked this earth that was made perfect. And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's who I need you to know. I want you to know. But man, we all go through stuff. We all do, man. So when you hear me speak on here like this, it's because I'm wearing my heart. I'm revealing, because, you know, in real life, we don't do, most people, you know, we don't reveal so much because of the world we're in. I mean, even the Bible tells us to be wise as a serpent. As a serpent. Yeah. You know what I mean? Which means you gotta have some mystique. You gotta have some mystery to yourself and who you are when you are dealing with people. You know what I mean? Because God tells, don't trust man. That's the truth. But on here, I'm coming to you guys because we are before the Lord, and I am giving you guys who he is to me and through me. So I can't hide it. I can't lie. I can't tell you something that's not true about me. Or what I've gone, what I'm going through, what I'm experiencing. Some things I won't share because it's not for me to share. You know, it's just like with our Heavenly Father, like he only revealed his mysteries to those who earn, or those he can not even trust, but it's just certain things you must do to show yourself approved, to earn and learn and get access to more of him, if that makes sense. So it's the same way, you know, like I'm not gonna just come here to lie to you guys because I can. Just not gonna do that. But make that move, man. Make that move, because I keep saying it. Even me too. I have to keep saying it and reminding myself, not just you guys, is there's something great he called and created you for specifically that no one else can do. But before you can get to that, there's a process. There's an unveiling. And it's a curtain behind a curtain. Behind the curtain, a layer behind a layer behind a layer, even within you, that he must remove so he can reveal it. That's the unveiling. That's the process. That's the process. But we're gonna get more into that. But make that move. Make that move, my brother. Make that move, my sister. Make that move. Make the move. I'm telling you, you won't regret it. You won't regret it. There is no regrets with our Father. There is no regrets with Jesus. There are none. Because all things work for our good. So make that move. If you're worried, doubtful, get rid of it. 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 Some of you have never done anything outside of the walls and confinements of what you know. Trust me. Me too. I'm just starting to, like the last year and a half, 2 years, I've just began to travel more, if that makes sense. Or begin to see things from a different perspective. And to try things. New things that I don't understand. I ain't telling you to try everything, but you can try some things, because you don't know how your blessing is wrapped. You don't know how it's wrapped, but if you don't make the move, then how you gonna, you feel me? How you gonna receive it? How you gonna get to it? How you gonna get there? You gotta make that move, man. Make the move, whether it's make the shift or move mentally. If it's make the move physically, like to a new location, new environment, new friend groups, new whatever, networks, networking. It may be a new church for some of you. whatever, man, but make the move. Make the move. Make the move. I love you guys, man. That's my time. That's my time for today, man. Make the move. Making moves. Making moves. I love you guys so much. Oh, unveiled Journeying Through God's Glorious Moves, my first book. Well, it's not my first book, but it is out now everywhere. Amazon, wherever you go buy books. I'm constructing the website as we speak. My brother is working on it, so it'll be done and up by the end of this week. But it is still available for you to go get right now on Amazon. Unveiled, Journeying Through God's Glorious Move. If you go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you buy books, and just type my name in and type Unveiled, you'll see the book. The website will be available by the end of this week. But yes, go get that. Go check it out. Go support the ministry. I appreciate you guys. But that's my time, guys. I love you guys. Hope you guys have a great week. Today is Monday. Keep, persevere, push through. Because what God has for you is at the end. It's at the end of whatever you're going through. Persevere, trust God. I love you guys. But Jesus loves you more. I'll see you guys in the next one. This is your man of God, Ron. This is Unveiled by Grace Podcast. Shalom.